My study was on faith. Looked it up in a couple of online dictionaries. The Merriam-Webster dictionary says it's an allegiance to duty or a person. Dictionary.com says confidence or trust in a person or thing. But I didn't get excited until I read God's definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1. If you guys would turn there with me. A lot of you guys probably already know. Hebrews 11:1. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It's a conviction. I come to the conclusion that to me it's a conviction. Now none of us have seen Christ, but when we put our faith and trust in God's word, the Bible, we know he exists.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul confirms that. 1 Corinthians 8:6. If you'd like to join me. And he says, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him."
Amen.
Now, as children of God, we know not to put our faith in man. I like our president, Donald Trump, and Mike Pence, and I'm glad that he put him in office. But our faith and our convictions, they can't lie on them. King David wrote in Psalms about this. And, it says in Psalms 118, verse 8, if you'd like to join me, if you would. This verse is pretty clear. He says, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man."
That's right.
Now I want to go back to the book of Hebrews. I'd like to join me. And here's some examples of figures in the Bible that had strong convictions in their faith in God. And Hebrews 11:5 talks about one of my favorite ones. It says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God."
Amen.
If you'd go over to verse 7, it's about Noah. It says, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." And here's a testimony of Sarah in verse 11. And it says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised."
Right.
Now there's a lot of stories of faithful, God-fearing men in the Bible. And one that I want to focus on a little bit is Job. Now, God himself described him as a faithful man in Job. And Job 1:8, if you could join me. Where in it he says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Now, if we'll stay in the book of Job, now, Job was blessed with family and prosperity. It says so in Job 1, 2, 3. Verse 2 says, "And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east." Now, Job, he was a spiritual man. He would offer burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrifices on a regular basis for the sins of his sons. All this, and God would allow his faith to be tested. God allows Satan to cause afflictions to Job's life. First, he took his wealth, and then his family, then finally his health. Through it all, regardless of the trials Job was going through, he didn't listen to his friends, or even his wife. He kept his faith and praised God.
Amen.
Now, how many of us would question our faith or maybe doubt our faith through these types of trials? The last few months, many of us here at Wagon Wheel have gone through trials. We got Sister Linda, Sister Sandy, and Sister Annie with their health, and Sister Judy with the loss of Brother Phil. I believe their faith in God gets them through this, and they're a testimony to me, probably to all of us.
Amen.
Remember this one thing: when we're going through these valleys in our life, we turn to Jesus and we put our trust in Him, as the men we read about and women. There is nothing He will allow us to go through alone. He will be right there with us. Now, I don't have much more to this devotional, but I'd like to say a little prayer, if you guys would join along, or bow our heads. Our Lord Father in heaven, I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be up here, Lord, to talk about you, Lord. And it's about you, Lord. I just thank you for the words, Lord, for the Bible verses, Lord, that you bestowed before me, Lord, and that I was able to read. Just ask that you be with our church, Lord. Just be with its members. That we continue our faith, Lord, of you, and that we be a shining example, Lord, to the world. The world, you just step outside and we can see, Lord, that there's just not much faith. Let us be your, help me be your vessel, Lord, that I win souls for you. And I pray these things in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.